This is Success with Srini podcast episode number 2021013.
Hi, I'm Srini Sripalli and I welcome you to my podcast, Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems, career, health, business, relationships, finances. Life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea with this podcast is to coach you through some of your unknowns on a daily basis so that you get motivated, you get inspired, and you can get ahead in life. On the podcast episode today, I have a question for you, followed by two resources that I believe will help you raise your game to the next level. So let's start with the question. Now, here is what I want you to do. The minute I say the question, I want you to pause this recording and answer that question to your own self. And then when you unpause this recording, magically, you hear me give you the answer. Somehow as if I read your mind. Okay, let's do this. Here is the question. What is the single biggest thing that you need to focus now in your life so that you can get ahead and get to that level of success or fulfillment that you are seeking? Pause the recording and answer that question to yourself. Do it now. Welcome back. Here is the answer. The answer is focus. And how do I know? Because that was there in the question itself. That's all you need. You don't need a new idea, new technique, new strategy, new concept, a new breakthrough, something. No. Just you got to focus on what you're doing. I wish somebody would have told me this 20, 30 years ago when I was starting out. Would have saved me, I don't know how many unproductive years. I struggled chasing multiple things. And there's just the saying that when you chase two rabbits, you catch none. Early years gone, productive years gone, and all that is gone. I can't recover back. Of course, I came across a few mentors eventually who did help me understand the power of focus. In fact, a very dear mentor then, of course, today, and also a great friend of mine, Sharif Madawar, came up to me one day and said, Srini, here is a book that you got to read, and this will change your life. And that is the book written by Mark Victor Hansen, Les Hewitt, and Jack Canfield. The title of the book, The Power of Focus. This is about 16 years ago. I read that book. I kept on reading that book. I probably read the book 20 times or more. And years later, I was at a seminar and I ran into Mark Victor Hansen in the hallway. And I told Mark, I said, Mark, your book changed my life. And he's like, which book? I wrote so many books. Of course he did. And I'm like, yeah, this book, The Power of Focus. He said, wow, okay, thank you. I said, Mark, are you going to be around? And he said, yeah, I'll be around. I'll be here today. I said, Mark, is it okay if I get the book and you sign it for me? He said, yeah. You can do that. So instantly I ran up into my room and I got the book and ran down, into the convention floor. And this is in New York. I believe this was in New Haven, Connecticut, where this event was happening. And Mark was surprised that I live in California and I'm carrying this book there. And I was not expecting Mark Victor Hansen there. He happened to be there. And then this book. Now, and I asked Mark to sign the book for me. And he did. And as he was signing the book, he says, so now you're going to sell this book on eBay? And I said, no, I'm not going to sell this book. This is so dear to me. I want to treasure this book. Great mentors are not around. They're gone from the 18th century, from 19th century, and even from 17th century. But their writings, their research, their observations, their philosophies are there. A book is a true, real-time mentor. If you invest time to read, unfortunately, most people don't. So the resource here is that you need to go get Power of Focus and read. Don't listen, read. It'll change your life. Okay, that's the first resource. The second resource is a book, an author who's, I didn't read the book that he wrote, but he came up with a planner that I follow. This author's name is Cal Newport. He came up with an idea that when you write down tasks and you start changing the day with a bunch of tasks and striking them out as you accomplish them, it's not a good way to approach your day. It's not a good way to structure your day, your activities. Instead, you need to have time blocks and use the time blocks to accomplish multiple tasks. And it gives you a whole different set of feeling when it comes to accomplishment, and also gives you a better definition when it comes to your productivity. Shifts your thinking in a whole different way. So use time blocks to get things done rather than using checklists. So he came up with this planner, and I'm using this planner. Amazing. So check this out, because he did his PhD at MIT using this time block system. So obviously, when somebody is doing that at that level, I need to explore. So explore. Amazing. Check it out. Okay. That's the second resource. Now, I also want to share my approach to increasing your focus. Now, I use hypnosis and other things, but the real most simple way to increase focus is to cut distractions. That's it. Ideally cutting them off, but then minimizing them. If not, just minimize them. So I came up with this three-word or three-letter technique. It's called TCP. Okay? So T stands for time, C stands for close, and P stands for pause. So let's look at time. Everything that you do, that has to have a limit. There has to be a time limit. I'm recording this podcast episode. I have a time limit. I need to get it done within that time limit. That's it. Okay? So there has to be a time limit for every activity that you do. The second is close. While working on one activity, do not do a second activity. Okay? So for example, if you're on your laptop right now browsing, don't have 30 tabs open. There was a research done on this. The amount of time an average individual spends between tabs or between windows, minimizing them, expanding them, minimizing, expanding them, all that. This amount of time in their lifetime is about 6 to 8 years. 6 to 8 years toggling between tabs and windows, minimizing and expanding them, amazing. It's just a waste of time. Don't do it. Close everything, whatever you have. Okay, close. So that way, you're not distracted. For example, if you are on, right now I'm recording this podcast for a change on my laptop. Okay, I don't have my phone next to me as I'm doing it. Usually I do all these podcast episodes on my phone, but today's an exception. I'm just doing it on my laptop. I don't have my phone next to me. If I do, I get distracted. I'm not even looking at my laptop as I'm doing this. It's amazing how people have their phones, something pops up, and then they get distracted. And then now they have the smart watches. Things pop up on the watch, get distracted. It's very difficult, you see. Once you lose momentum in the stuff that you're doing, very hard to get it back. The last one is called a pause. P is for pause. So pause means when you're doing something, it's not working, pause and step out. Take a break. Drink some water. Walk around. Come back and do it. Guess what? If this podcast doesn't come out, let's say, and it happens all the time with me when I'm recording podcast episodes, I pause my ideas. I have idea choke going, and I have speakers block. I have thinkers block, all those things happening with me. So I pause, I go around, come back, and I get myself into it. It's amazing. Okay. I hope you found today's episode helpful. If you did, do me a favor, subscribe to the podcast if you have not done that yet. If you think your child, your friend, your spouse, your boss, whoever you think will benefit from today's episode, by all means, please do share this episode, this podcast with them. And if you have not done that, wherein you have not written the review or have not rated the podcast, please do it. It will help me, so that it will help me help you. I'll come back even more energized, more refreshed, with a new thinking, with some new ideas, new concepts and all that. So that's all for now. You have a wonderful day wherever you are, whatever you're doing, evening, morning, afternoon. And I will talk to you tomorrow, right here. Stay tuned. Bye now.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV show